Hello and welcome to the Florida CPA Today podcast with Mia Thomas, former chair of the FICPA and current director of learning curriculum development for the FICPA. And now it's time to hear from your host, Mia Thomas.
Thank you for joining us on today's podcast. Today, we will talk about volunteering with the Florida Institute of CPAs. So with us today, I have Gary Fracassi. He is a CPA and the former FICPA chair of the board. He has his own firm in Orlando, Florida. And I also have Dan Henn, a CPA and member of the FICPA Council. He is in Brevard County, Florida. So thank you, Gary and Dan, for being with us today.
Mia, thank you for inviting me. I'm happy to talk about one of my passions, and that's volunteering.
Yes. In fact, what was your quote that you had when you became chair?
When I became chair, I told my dad that, you know, I had been elected to the board of the FICPA, and he looked at me and he said, "I have one question." And I said, "What's that?" He said, "Are you going to make any money at this?" And I said, "No." He said, "Are you going to make a difference? Do you think you could make it better?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Then that's a reason to be involved."
I love it. And so, Dan, thank you as well for being with us today.
Yes, Mia, it's a pleasure to be here with you. And like Gary, I've been involved with the FICPA almost 20 years. That's how you and I met years ago, and I wouldn't change it anything for the world. It's been a great experience.
Winston Churchill said, "You make a living by what you get, you make a life by what you give." And I just really appreciate you guys being with us, and I have been in awe watching you guys as you serve our community, our profession, and everything from the grassroots level of working with the chapter all the way up to our state level, with being the chair of the board, Gary, and then also serving at the AICPA level. Gary, tell us a little bit about how you can be involved with our chapter.
The chapter has many opportunities, and it's probably the easiest place to start. If you have a few hours, if you have an interest to learn more about the FICPA and think that you might be interested in volunteering, there are multiple committees at the state level where you might have something that you're passionate about. Maybe you want to work with students or young CPAs just entering the career. Maybe you've got a special interest in learning, practice management, anything that might be related to your career. Definitely opportunities at the local level.
Dan, I know you've also been our chapter president for Brevard County.
Yes.
And Gary, you've been the chapter president for Central Florida chapter. Another part of the volunteering is the regional reps that represent multiple chapters in those areas. Dan, tell us a little bit about you being a region rep, because you recently were our region rep.
Yeah, I just finished 4 years being a regional rep, and it was enjoyable because I got to travel to other chapters in other areas. My particular area covered from Polk County through all the three counties of the Orlando area to Volusia County and Daytona. And so I would get to see practitioners in Lakeland and Daytona and through the various parts of Orlando, and helping them in their issues that they have at the chapter level, and things that I could do to help improve them, as well as come up with ideas and suggestions for speakers. Because most every chapter has a continuing education aspect of it. It's always nice to get those little 1, 2, 3 hour blocks of CPE.
And as region rep, you also attended the council meetings as well, so that you can take that information and bring it down to the individual chapters.
Correct.
Gary, you were just recently our chair of the board. Can you tell our listeners how you got to be at the chair level?
Well, Mia, I've often said that I'm currently serving the 20-something year of a life sentence with the FICPA, and I have loved every minute of it. When they elected me chair, I think they gave me a shot at parole, because there is a limited time afterwards that I have an official role with the FICPA. But quite frankly, it's like I said, it's been a labor of love. I started at the local level, worked my way up through several committees, through the officer positions, and then started serving on state committees. And I can't tell you how many. It was deliberate on my part, because I had a passion for learning everything that the FICPA did. So I volunteered on a lot of committees to find out everything that we were doing. I put in a lot of time on a lot of those committees and was rewarded for doing that, recognized for doing that. Eventually got to be on the then Board of Governors on our council. moved up to the board of directors, and then just became chair.
One of the other things that we do at the FICPA is we do write articles, and that can be done at the committee level as well. Dan, I know you're chair of the tax committee, and they are going to be writing some articles there. So what is the process for that?
Well, I'm the chair this year of the Federal Tax Committee, and as part of that, we write different articles for the CPA Today magazine that's a member benefit, which is available online as well as in the paper version. We just met recently at committee days, and when we sat and we met and going around the room, some ideas and suggestions, what are the hot topics and buttons, and we had people volunteer to write articles from marijuana to cryptocurrency to Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. We have a team of people that will write the article. There will be a review process internally. Somebody will review it in our committee. And then we submit that to the editorial board of the CPA Today magazine. And there's somebody who's from their committee who's assigned to read our article, give us our comments and feedback in terms of the articles that we write.
That's great. And Dan, you and I, we go way back on our fundraising that we did for the FICPA. We have two organizations in addition to the FICPA. We have the Political Action Committee, and we also have the Scholarship Foundation. And those are other areas where you can help to volunteer. Dan, you and I, we volunteered to help raise funds for the Summer Minority Residency Program for scholarships as well.
Right.
That was a total blast.
Yeah, that's when I first met you. I mean, I was looking at the time in my career, I was looking to get involved and do something. I felt like there was more that I could do than just going to work. So I ended up joining the FICPA and came and decided I wanted to join the Accounting Careers and Education Committee, which was putting on the Minority Summer Residence Program. And I showed up, and I don't know if you were, I think you were the chair that year of the committee. And so I got to meet you, and you basically took me under your wing a little bit. And from there, we, you know, hashed ideas, and we came up with the softball tournament that we put together. And we got a bunch of firms in the Orlando area to come out.
We even had from Tampa.
Yeah, actually,
over.
We had them as
Scott
far
Price's
as Tampa.
Team
right,
came.
Yeah, we had Tampa teams in other areas. And it was a great day of fun, putting it together, raising money for other purposes. You know, so the Scholarship Foundation, and I give outside of that myself to that as well as to the PAC. But the Scholarship Foundation is great in the fact that giving students who are interested in the accounting area the opportunity, because we all know getting into school, student loans, and all those, you know, hot buttons that are big topics nowadays, that anything that they can do to try and stay out of debt is going to be to their favor. So doing that and helping other students coming into the ranks.
Scholarship Foundation does events throughout the state of Florida. We have the Ocean Reef Retreat, which is once a year in July. We have the 1040K race, which is in South Florida in April. And we are always at the Mega Show and Accounting Show doing fundraisers there. We also have the Political Action Committee. That is our advocacy arm of the FICPA. You can be a trustee for that, or you can give a donation, because we know that we love having our CPAs in office, but we also love having people that support our profession. And we have a super governmental affairs team that, Gary, you can expand on. We actually just got through with our Florida legislature our ANA requirements. So, Gary, share with us on how important it is that our Political Action Committee has the funds to help those legislations go through.
Mia, I like to think of the contributions that are made to the Political Action Committees as being arrows in the quiver that we can use when we're talking to the legislature. I know it's not a popular thing to talk about how the sausage is made, but the fact is that the contributions that go to the political action committees turn around and become contributions to the candidates running for office. That actually gives us access that we can support particular candidates that we know are going to be supportive of our causes or supportive of the causes that we are not in favor of. Everything that we do to protect the profession, to protect the franchise. Some of the things that we are very proud of that we accomplished this past year include things like changing the minimum number of A&A hours, changing the definition of the attest function, and removing some of the barriers for people that have been inactive to come back into the profession to reactivate their license. Things that we've been happy with that we've blocked in prior years include sales tax on services.
Right.
So those are the important things that the PAC works in that we need help in terms of dollars to keep the work going.
I always get amazed when I see the list that our government affairs department puts together of how many words that are related to our profession are in a bill. It could be the word audit or accountant or sales tax, anything like that related to us, our governmental affairs team has to research and make sure that it's not going to affect us. Thank you guys both for being with us today on today's podcast. We inspire others through our volunteering. And so without people like you guys, we would not be where we are today. If you'd like to learn more about volunteering with the FICPA, go to our website at www.ficpa.org or by calling our office at 850-224-2727. Until next time, keep smiling and volunteering.
Continue the conversation with the Florida Institute of Certified Public Accountants. Become a member and follow us on social media for today's trends and hot topics.